A small antique etching discovered by the president of Catholic University in Washington, D.C., has created quite a cultural stir.
I don't think in these my 12 years as president that anything has attracted so much attention so quickly as this piece of art.
The small black and white print shows an elderly bearded man wearing a hat. The portrait measures less than 12 by 13 centimeters, so it's not entirely surprising that it was overlooked until the very Reverend David M. O'Connell, recently appointed as president of Catholic University, discovered it in a bathroom cabinet in the building that serves as both his residence and office.
I opened the cabinet and took some paper towels out, and I noticed the frame jutting out of the bottom under some junk, you know, some papers and things that were there, and I pulled the frame out, and it was this picture, and I recognized the style of the picture right away, you know, and I turned the picture over, and there was a certificate of authenticity on the back of the frame. It said, original etching by Rembrandt.
That was 12 years ago. Father O'Connell says he showed the etching to some of his staff, then took it upstairs to hang in his bedroom.
I showed it to people over the years as a Rembrandt. I said, this is a Rembrandt etching, and people were very, very impressed by it. But, you know, I didn't see any particular reason to do anything about it or to do anything with it.
Until one day in January 2009, when he invited the university archivist, Leslie Knobloch, to see some of the artwork in his residence.
He took me on a tour of his personal residence and started showing me all the lovely artwork.
And I said, you know, I have this piece here.
And I was blown away. And he said, I think it's a Rembrandt. And I said, I think it is too. We should probably get it appraised.
The official verdict from an appraiser here in Washington was, yes, it was created by the Dutch master, but
its value monetarily is not worth that much. I think we had it assessed at about $4,000 because there are so many like this in existence, but only one here.
It's now the centerpiece of an exhibit in the university library that closes on May 24th. What happens to the Rembrandt afterwards?
Well, I'm leaving the university this year, so I'm going to find a place in my suitcase for it. No, it'll be put on display somewhere in the university.
The local news media, including the Washington Post, picked up the story of the Rembrandt discovery. Father O'Connell says that prompted a secretary who had worked for his predecessor to contact him and shed a little light on why the etching had been ignored.
When she saw an article in the Washington Post, she emailed me immediately. She said, that picture was here for years in that bathroom. And she said, Brother Gregory Nugent, for whom the building is named, said to her often, you know, it's worthless, it's nothing.
Father O'Connell says he assumes it ended up in the cabinet when the bathroom was painted before his arrival. Now, both he and archivist Leslie Knobloch wonder what other treasures may yet be discovered on Catholic University's campus. Susan Logue, VOA News, Washington.